You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 12 to 19. At that time, Berodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present to Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah was attentive to them and showed them all the house of his treasures, the silver and the gold, the spices and precious ointment, and all his armory, all that was found among his treasures. There was nothing in his house or in all his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah the prophet went to King Hezekiah and said to him, "What did these men say, and from where did they come to you?" So Hezekiah said, "They came from a far country, from Babylon." And he said, "What have they seen in your house?" So Hezekiah answered, "They have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them." Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, "Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and what your fathers have accumulated until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. And they shall take away some of your sons who will descend from you, whom you will beget, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon." So Hezekiah said to Isaiah, "The word of the Lord which you have spoken is good." For he said, "Will there not be peace and truth at least in my days?" We have had to read this passage in order for us to have a context of what we want to say today. You can see that Hezekiah was a very selfish person. He had made a mistake that had jeopardized the generations after him, but he didn't care. This is very instructive in leadership, that we must care and be concerned of what happens to people that are coming after us. There's something we often miss in the story of Hezekiah. When God said he was going to die, he cried to God and asked for 15 more years. Asked for years, and God handed 15 more years to him. But when God told him that after him, because of his sin, because of his foolishness, that his children are going to suffer and there will not be peace, and the treasures in the house of the Lord will be taken to Babylon, we discover that Hezekiah did not cry to God. The same person that knew how to cry to God when it was his own matter did not know how to cry to God when it was a matter that concerned other people. That is selfishness. That is wickedness. He said, "At least there will be peace in my own days. At least there will be truth in my own days." So all he cared about was his own days. He did not care about God. He only cared about himself. Because the land belonged to God. The temple belonged to God. If somebody says they are going to take everything in the temple and take it to Babylon, should you not be concerned about the glory of the Lord? When Nehemiah heard that the walls of Jerusalem had broken down, he was living comfortably. He was at his peak. He was chief of staff to a president that controlled and ruled large territory. But yet the Bible says he sat down and wept many days. Not so with Hezekiah. Hezekiah doesn't care what happened to his children. He doesn't care what happens to generation after him. Are you a husband? Are you a father? And by your action, you are destroying your children, but you don't care. As long as in your own generation, in your own time, you can be fine. You don't care what later happens to your children. You are making decisions now that will affect those children later. You see, we have many leaders who don't care what happens to generations after them. All they care is what they can get during their own time. That is wickedness. The same Hezekiah who knew how to cry to God when God said he would die should have also cried to God to save the generation after him, but he did not. This is an important lesson we must all learn from the life of Hezekiah. May you not be selfish in the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.